My most persistent disabilities were severe impairment of short-term memory and cognitive ability, severe fatigue. I could only function for about 2 hours between naps. My day pretty well went something like this. Get up, eat breakfast, have a nap. Eat lunch, have a nap. Eat dinner, have a nap, and then go to bed. Balance problems. I couldn't feel my feet from the knees down and subsequently fell down a lot. I had persistent, unrelenting head pain, which is a significant complication of brain injury. I would wake up in the middle of the night moaning and crying in pain, literally sobbing. I had to take all types of pain medications, including Demerol, Toradol, 292s, Tylenol 3, Fiorinol, and Fiorinol C. My wife would sit up all night to make sure that I was still breathing because I took so many painkillers that I was in danger of overdosing. She was always afraid that when I took a shower that I would fall and injure myself and that she would not be able to pick me up again. I lived with pain and fatigue for 12 years, every day, all day, and all night. I was alive, but I had no quality of life. I tried to volunteer just to keep active and feel useful. I was becoming extremely depressed with my lot. I am a doctor, and I could not fix myself. After approximately 9 years of disability, my physicians told me not to expect any further improvement. At that stage of my knowledge, I believed them. I now know differently. I was introduced to glyconutrient supplements in the spring of 2000 by a pleasant, non-professional person with no medical training. How could this person know how to help me when all medical expertise failed? At first, because I am a doctor, I was extremely skeptical of glyconutritionals and how they are able to help your own body heal itself. The doctor in my soul said what most other doctors are saying. The claims are impossible. But still, I was intrigued, and I spent weeks at the computer researching Medline, Medscape, and other internet medical sites. My thoughts were, well, if this product does what it claims to do, I want it now. Within weeks, I started to notice improvements in my energy levels, short-term memory, cognition, and I began to feel fantastic. I no longer needed to nap. I could feel my legs from the knees down, and I didn't fall anymore. In about 4 months, I was totally pain-free. I have not had to take any pain pills, tranquilizers, or antidepressants since July of 2000. All aspects of my life have improved. I can function effectively all day without resting. I was able to teach anatomy and physiology to students at a private college. I give public lectures on the science and benefits of glyconutrients. Glyconutrients have given me my life back. When your cells are healthy, you are healthier. Your cells can repair themselves given the proper missing nutrients. Review of glycoscience. There are 8 essential monosaccharides that are critical to every cell in your body. The biochemistry is outlined and presented in the 25th edition of Harper's Biochemistry Text, Chapter 56. These 8 sugars or monosaccharides are a critical category of nutrients essential to every cell in your body. They are as vitally important as protein or amino acids, essential fatty acids, vitamins, and minerals. The 8 essential monosaccharides are necessary for proper DNA replication and immune system support. Unfortunately, for various reasons, including highly processed foods and green harvesting of fruits and vegetables, we normally only get 2 essential monosaccharides in our diet. We cannot change the reasons our diets are deficient, but we can and should supplement our diets to supply the necessary glyconutrients in our daily diets. Besides the 8 essential monosaccharides, I took 2 other nutrient supplements, phytonutrients and phytosterols. Phytonutrients act as antioxidants. Normal oxidative stress is handled by glutathione, a natural bodily antioxidant. However, we are now exposed to much greater oxidative stress from pollutants in our water, food, and air. All increase the oxidative stress in our bodies, and our natural glutathione is insufficient to overcome this stress. We are unable to take glutathione orally. The antioxidants provide our own body's ability to protect itself by enhancing natural glutathione production. Phytosterols. Phytosterols are not steroids. Phytosterols modulate your body's normal hormone production. If hormone levels are too low, phytosterols will promote increased production. If too high, will decrease production. The glyconutritional supplements are non-toxic and have no toxic interactions with pharmaceutical preparations. In fact, there may be a synergistic benefit to drug therapy by glyconutrients. An individual should always advise their physician if they are on glyconutrients so the physician can monitor the effects and adjust the dosage of drugs when necessary. For example, in diabetes type 2, there is either a decreased insulin production or abnormal utilization of insulin. Many diabetics who use these supplements are able to drastically reduce or even get off their insulin or oral hypoglycemic pharmaceuticals because as their own cells repair and heal themselves, their conditions improve.